The Pursuit by Johanna Lindsay. 1. You don't like your mother very much, do you, my boy? Lincoln Ross Burnett, 17th Viscount Cambury, glanced curiously at his aunt sitting across from him in the plush coach that was climbing ever higher into the highlands of Scotland. The question wasn't surprising, at least to him, yet it was one that would simply be ignored if asked by anyone else. His aunt Henry, only her husband and Lincoln had ever been permitted to call her Henry, was a sweet, cherubic woman in her 45th year. A bit scatterbrained, but that merely made her more adorable. She was short, pudgy, had a round face surrounded by an arch of frizzy gold curls. Her daughter Edith was identical, just a younger version. Neither was classically pretty, but they grew on you. Each had her own endearing qualities. Lincoln loved them both. They were his family now, not the woman who had remained in the Highlands after she'd sent him off to live with his uncle in England 19 years ago. He'd been only 10 at the time, and had been devastated to have been ripped from the only home he'd known and sent to live among strangers. But the Burnetts didn't remain strangers. From the beginning, they treated him like a son, even though they had no children yet. Edith was born the year after his arrival, and they were told, unfortunately, that she would be their one and only. So it wasn't surprising that his Uncle Richard decided to make him his heir, even changing his name so that the Burnett name would be preserved along with the title. It shouldn't bother him any longer. He'd lived more years in England now than he had at his home in Scotland. He'd lost the Scottish burr years ago, and he fit so well into English society that most people he was acquainted with had no idea he'd been born in Scotland. They thought Ross was merely his middle name rather than his original surname.